This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continue to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with a high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. The Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. The talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes the Qatar talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. The lawyers for several prominent Egyptian activists and journalists say their clients were released from custody on Sunday following months of detention. They had been arrested on charges including joining or aiding a terrorist group and spreading false news. In recent months, Egyptian authorities have released detainees ahead of major Muslim holidays. Sunday's releases came 2 days ahead of Eid al-Adha, the two most important festivals of the Islamic calendar. Egypt's State Information Service confirmed the releases, but said no government statements on the matter were immediately available. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said Sunday he's worried about the increasing number of new coronavirus cases in the country. He laid part of the blame on social media companies for not doing enough to remove misinformation about the need to get vaccinated. He told Fox News on Sunday the pandemic isn't over, but the good news is that those who are vaccinated are still highly protected. He said 95% of the deaths occurring now in the U.S. are people who have not been vaccinated. From Washington, this is VOA News.